to meditate is to exult in our wildness. The first epithet for God known to history is that of Rudra Shiva, the god of the wild life. Wildness and ecstasy and freedom. Constitute the very core of our being. To meditate, we create a refuge for that wildness to emerge again in all of its power, its greatness, its glory. Our wildness was tamed when we agreed to wear the leash of the I thought. And we became the pet of the other. The slave of the other. Begging for the desire of the other. And believing that the other knew something and had something that we lacked. And thus we became seduced by our belief in inferiority and lack. Into our sense of needing something from another. Even needing the other to give us back the gift of wildness. Which now became domesticated as mere jouissance, momentary erotic pleasure, transgressive acts, criminality replaced wildness. Because the ego could no longer know or express its wildness at the true level of its real life, it was now reduced to putting its wildness into a ghetto where it became aggression, hatred, anger, fury, sexual obsession, perversity. But our wildness is greater than that. And only when we slip off the leash of the I thought can we again recover our wildness. But we have become so identified with the ego's need for method to know how to do it. To want a recipe and an instruction manual and a set of techniques that are the very opposite of wildness, that in the very effort to gain it, we agree to put it at a distance. To need some other to teach us how to be wild. But the wildness is our innermost spontaneous free self that no one can teach you how to be. But once that free self has been covered with doubt and fear and loneliness and the terror of its own wildness, then it seeks ways of creating pseudo-power, pseudo-spiritual freedom, or ways of breaking its own disciplines in order to prove its freedom from itself. Wildness is not the opposite of order, but the highest level of order. The ants and the bees are wild, but they have an incredibly intricate order. But the system of order of nature does not follow the bureaucratic rules of a human system that wants to destroy the wildness of its members. But to return to our wildness, we must know who we are. We must reach that level of truth that is not identified with an I thought, with a body form, with a limited mortal lifespan, because our wildness is eternal and has nothing to do with the domesticated life of the ego, has no interest in such a substitute for real existence. Our wildness is beyond any identification. And the desire for an identity is already the submission of our wildness to be tamed, because we can't handle it. We can't cope with our freedom. And so we need to know who we are and what is our function and our role and our talent and our purpose and our meaning. All of those terms destroy our wildness. Life is too wild to have a meaning, to settle for some meaning. It breaks free of all frames of reference and paradigms and limited perspectives. It breaks free of the chains of language. It breaks free from all images, from all desires, and certainly from all fears. And wildness doesn't need to prove anything to anyone. That need to prove superiority is already the sign of enslavement that wants to compensate its own having compromised its freedom to find some higher level of some hierarchy to demonstrate its ability to be on the sadistic rather than the masochistic side of its own falseness. But the wild self is beyond all of these dualities, beyond need or demand or even desire, because it has everything it needs within itself. It finds all of its creative resources within its own silence, its own depths, its own infinite reach that transcends its own knowledge. And so it is always in a state of being surprised and astonished by its own miraculous power of creativity. but it knows it can trust that. And so there is never a lack of confidence, never a lack of the power to persevere and penetrate through any resistance. Never a rigidity that keeps it from flowing around all obstacles. Never any image of self that keeps it from shape-shifting infinitely beyond all images. Our essence can never be captured, not even by our own minds. But once we are domesticated, then we want to be captured. We want to be known. We want to be validated and affirmed. And thus we must make ourselves small enough for the other to recognize, and safe enough. And we must clip our wings and our claws and our teeth and our muscles and our powers of invisibility and multi-location and non-localization. Our power of miraculous transcendence in order to have the petty pleasure of being desired and approved by some mundane other. It is time to return to our original wildness. And to know that essence of wildness that is beyond any individual level, but is the superorganism of the planetary and cosmic wildness itself. We are manifestations of a wildness that transcends any individual or any definable level or unit of consciousness. Wildness is infinite, unlimited, without boundaries. And if there is still an ego, it must surrender to that. It must be willing to be sacrificed to that, to be possessed by that ultimate wildness, to invoke the God of wildness, to completely take one over and destroy whatever residues of fear and smallness remain in the consciousness to destroy our freedom and our bliss. We must live as that invincible power. That bows to no one except as another manifestation of the wild God whose essence is the purity of love. Because it is love that is the energy of the essence of wild. It takes wildness to love in truth without wanting anything back from the other, without turning love into a business deal to be sure you get your share and your commission and your cut of the action. Love is an explosive manifestation of the wild power of being that needs nothing in return. but rips away the prison of the enslavement of consciousness wherever that imprisonment is seen. Because all consciousness is one, and the wildness of true consciousness wants all consciousness to be free. And it is that love for freedom which brings freedom again to be the reality that rules over the rules of slavery. This world has become a zoo, a dumbed down civilization of cruelty. That has taken away our freedom to think, to feel, to sense, to know, to transcend, to manifest the miraculous. And now we must break through all the constraints and bring the wild God that is the one true being back into the fullness of power to give rebirth to a world of wild freedom and joy. May we have the courage to break through the chains of the mind and the ego with its boring references and precedents and regimens and ways of being that are totally predictable. And allow that essence of shock and surprise and true awe to come through in every moment of awareness. And express that truth in ways that will break open all those who are still hiding behind masks because of fear of revealing their wild self to the world. May your power and your greatness never be compromised by fear. Or some need to fit in. Because the infinite greatness of your being will never fit in. It is time to recognize that boundaryless self. Whose essence of freedom is so transcendent and so powerful that it recognizes itself in its omnipotence and omniscience as omnipresent being itself, and glories in the wildness that is our supreme reality.